The Reserve Bank has downgraded its forecast for Australian economic growth, but given no indication of any further interest rate cuts. The RBA has released its quarterly statement on monetary policy. In the report, the bank's economic growth forecasts have been downgraded through to 2017. Despite that, the RBA is still giving no guidance on whether this week's rate cut will be the last, saying only that future adjustments will be made as needed. Macquarie Group has posted its best full-year profit result since the global financial crisis of just over $1.6 billion. That's an increase of 27% on the bank's prior result and exceeds analysts' expectations. The bank's dividend has been increased by more than 50% to $2 a share. Shares in Macquarie Group were in the lead on the ASX throughout the day. They've closed up 3.5%. The rest of the banking sector is mixed. Telstra's reversed previous day's losses. The Australian share market started the day stronger, but gains faded late in the session. The All Ords slipped 0.2%, as did the ASX 200 index. And the Australian dollar is down against the greenback at 78.9 US cents. China's trade surplus has blown out to $34 billion in April as imports and exports weakened more than expected. Official data shows exports dropped more than 6% last month and imports fell 16%. Last year, China's economy grew by 7.4%, its weakest rate in almost 25 years.